basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Once again, we welcome you to high school basketball from Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, and Metro and Mississippi Valley Conference doubleheader. As the girls' game in the book, we get ready for the nightcap, the boys' game, as it'll be the Kennedy Cougars coming cross town to take on the Jefferson Jayhawks in their second meeting of the year. Earlier on in February, it was a one-pointer. Kennedy eking out a 54-53 win over the Jayhawks on their home court. We'll see what happens in the rematch here tonight. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside former Prairie coach Phil Dunn. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And I know MASH, when it was on, Phil, it was on Monday nights, but we got MASH going on tonight between these two teams a little bit. And you got a lot of explanations from coaches on what took place since the last game between the Jayhawks and the Cougars.
Oh, yeah, we've got some injuries tonight's ball game, Scott. We're going to, for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Derek Gerling is going to be coming off an injury. He injured his ankle against Waterloo East on Thursday night. Did not play on Friday night. So he missed the Friday night ball game. They said he could get some minutes tonight, but they're going to be without Matt Gardner for the rest of the season. He broke his heel, is what we've been told, in practice. So that hurts, you know, especially for a senior. Going to finish out his senior year. He's not going to be able to play, but he's going to be here. He's here in crutches. So they're going to be down those two. They'll be starting a sophomore in their place in that spot out there. So they're going to go with some youth. And Cedar Rapids Jefferson, they're playing with a little bit of sickness of their own. Adam Van Oort been battling the flu on and off for the past few days. And he's been playing well for them. I think in the last four games, he's had over 15 points or more for the Jayhawks. So he's an important piece for the Jayhawks, too. They hope he's going to feel up to the match tonight.
Kennedy Cougars coming off a loss to Washington last Friday night, 58-42. Jefferson, they had a busy weekend. They had a Friday nighter and a Saturday afternoon game, and the game a little misleading on Friday night right here against Iowa City West. Of course, number two team in the state, Steve Bergman's troops. I would have to be a big favorite to not only get down to the state tournament, but to do some damage when they get down there. Jefferson shot over 50%, Phil, and lost by almost 30 points because West shot about 65% in that game and then came back Saturday and beat a pretty good Prairie team, 72-68.
Yeah, and Coach Herman was talking about the fact that their last four ball games, they've been over 70 points. And he said if someone would have told him that last year at this point in time, he said I would have looked at them like they were crazy. He said offensively we're coming around, we're playing with confidence, but he says he's a little bit worried about the defense sliding a little bit in that regard. And he says I know things get tilted a little bit when you talk about the Iowa City West score, giving up 102 points in that ball game. He hopes that's an anomaly and that they're able to get it righted. But 72-68, I think, was their final Saturday night against the Prairie varsity squad. They're up 15 at the half. But they Prairie battled back in that ball game and made it a close one. They were able to finish down the stretch.
Jefferson is shooting the ball very, very well, 46% on the year. And like Coach said, if you would have told him that last year, he probably would have looked at you funny because Jefferson had a tough time putting the ball in the basket. Not the case this year. Three double-figure scorers, Adam Van Oort, Dennis McKinney, and Rashawn Webb leading the way for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. But then you got James Brown coming off the bench, Kane Kramer. It's been a good outside influence for Jefferson from beyond the three-point line. So Jefferson, the offensive numbers continue to trend up for this team. For the Kennedy Cougars, it's been an up-and-down year. Kennedy has beaten some good teams, and they've lost some that are real head scratchers. And really, that night on Friday, the game over at Kennedy against Cedar Rapids, Washington, Cougars weren't aggressors that night. They got to get that aggressive nature back and get that out on the basketball court.
Now, in talking with the coaching staff again before the ball game, they said, you know, it's really funny. You watch the kids in warm up, and you think that they're playing with a lot of pep. They got some extra stuff going on there. They're going with a lot of energy, and then in the ball game, it doesn't happen. And they said, we've been in three games with these kids, and we think, hey, they were not going through things well, and things they're not doing what they need to do, and then they come out and they just play lights out. So, like you said, it's a head scratcher, I think, for Kennedy and the Cougar fans, as well as Coach McCowan. I know he's tried different lineups, he's tried different things with this group, and different things offensively. It's just been a struggle for them for the better part of the year to consistently score points on the offensive end.
No Matt Gardner tonight. Derek Gerling is going to be limited. If he gets in, he's going to be a game-time decision. So what do? You turn the keys over to a sophomore. Jackson Foley is going to get his first start. 5'5 sophomore. And he's going to go up against a good one in this league, and Roshan Webb. And that's baptism by fire, but you got to do it if you're going to come out on top for the Cougars.
Yeah. Roshan Webb was doing it last year a little bit as a sophomore, now playing as a junior for the Jayhawks. Now they're going to probably match up against each other a lot of the time, and Webb will have a decided height advantage on him, but Foley's going to get in there and he's going to battle, and we've seen him do that out there, and we'll see if the Jayhawks do, if they're going to try and double up on the basketball. They like to hedge hard on ball screens, so if Kennedy sets ball screens and he's coming off it, are they going to double up on it and make it tough for him to throw out of that double team?
This Jefferson team is a really good offensive rebounding team as well, as the Jayhawks are about 11 a game as far as rebounding offensively is concerned. And so Kennedy's got to do a good job inside, keep them off the boards.
Yeah, they do. And you know, they start with Wall in the interior. That's their starting center. Gives them good height, good long reach. And they also got Sean Beyer coming off the bench that's going to provide some of that on the interior. But, yeah, those kids are going to have to do a job getting a body on the Jayhawks and then themselves. Go and get it with two hands. Don't tip it with one. Go and get it with two and bring it in.
Kennedy and Jefferson, Mississippi Valley Conference boys action coming your way tonight. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups. They are brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. The starting lineup for the visitors, the Kennedy Cougars, they come in at 6-11 and 4-8 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Three-guard lineup tonight for Kennedy. They will go with at one guard, Matt Burst. Number 10, a 6'1 junior, averaging just over 5 points per game. 41% three-point shooter on the year for the Kennedy Cougars. Also at a guard, getting his first varsity start, it'll be number 25, Jackson Foley, 5'5 sophomore. And Foley on the year, averaging right at 1 point a game. Also at a guard, it'll be number 30, Michael Bassinia, 6 feet and a senior. Good three-point shooter, 32% with 30 makes on the year. And up front at a forward, it'll be number 2, Drake Brewster, the 6'5 junior. Brewster averaging just under 12 points a game, we should say, shooting 46% from the field. Leads the Cougars with just under 5 rebounds per game. And at center, number 43, Adam Wall, the 6'10 senior. Wall averaging 2.5 points and 2.5 rebounds a game. Head coach for the Kennedy Cougars is John McCowan, assisted by Larry Williams, Jeff Rubis, and Ben Ethier. Now the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the home team, the Jefferson Jayhawks. 7-11 on the year, and the Jayhawks have really turned it on as of late. Winners of 4 out of 6, and they are 3-9 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For Jefferson, they will go with, at a forward, number 5, Valentino Green, the 6'2 senior, at 5.2 points per ball game, second on the team with 4.3 rebounds. Also at a forward, it'll be number 33, Dennis McKinney, 6'4 and a senior, 11.3 points per game, shooting 56% from the field, and leads Jefferson with 6.5 rebounds a game. At center, it'll be number 22, Adam Van Ort, Van Horten, 6'5 senior, leads Jefferson at scoring at 11.8 points per game. And the guards will be number one, Royshawn Webb, 6'1 and a junior, 10.2 points per game. And number 10, Kane Kramer, the 6'3 junior. And Kramer at 7.4 points leads Jefferson with 29 made threes on the year. The head coach for the Jefferson Jayhawks in his second season is Brandon Horman, assisted by Matt Jenkins and by Will Norton. So those are your starters. Kennedy in their visiting gold uniforms with the green numbers, white trim. And Cougars across the front with the green striping down the side of the shorts. And for the Jefferson Jayhawks in their home white with the Columbia blue and dark blue trim with the Columbia blue striping at Jefferson across the front. And what are you looking for? Some of the keys as we get ready for the round two.
You talked about rebounding, Scott, a little bit right before the starting lineup, so it's going to be important tonight for both of these ball clubs. Kennedy, can they limit Jefferson's offensive rebounding? And the Jayhawks, a good part of their offense is getting to the glass and creating second opportunities for themselves. So who's going to win the battle in the boards in that regard? I think the youth too, Scott. You know, Jackson Foley with his first start out here tonight. Gardner out, Gerling injured. Neither one of those will be starting. Gardner won't be playing at all. That's a lot of experience that you take away out of that backcourt for the Kennedy Cougars. How do they respond? How does Jefferson, do they change their game plan based upon that and try to get after them a little bit more? And then that same line of thinking, the start of the ball game, Scott, I think it's going to be pretty important, especially for Kennedy, because they faded in the fourth quarter against Wash on Friday night. Can they kind of get that jump start going again here on the road against the fired-up Jefferson ball club?
Set to go. It'll be Adam Wall at 6'10 to tip it up against Adam Van Ort, 6'5. As we are just about set for boys basketball here in the Mississippi Valley Conference tonight. Tip in the air and controlled by Jefferson. We're underway as the Jayhawks will go to the bucket to our left. Kennedy with the straight up man-to-man. And it's going to be Webb picked up by Burst. It's going to be Foley. Looks like guarding McKinney or Green earlier on. Webb on the drive, kick outside, Kramer, deep three on the way, left is short. Webb had it, lost it, picked up by Burst as Kennedy gets the rebound.
A one and done for the Jayhawks in the first possession. McKinney wanted the ball in the block that time, going against Foley in that matchup.
Jefferson also in the man-to-man. Bullet pass down low. Brewster, triple team, left of the lane, kick back out. Vicinius for three, no, and we got a foul underneath. And we got a push on the rebound against Kennedy.
Was it Burst, Scott? They said push. Pushing McKinney, maybe?
That is right.
Well, Kennedy's going to pick up in the full court here, Scott. 1-2-2 look here, three-quarter court.
Kane Kramer in the backcourt. Kennedy will try to trap. Jefferson gets out of it. Jump pass inside. Green off the glass and got the roll.
The Jayhawks are patient on the front of it and on the back end against that pressure. They found the guy open, able to use the glass.
2-0 game. Jefferson breaks the ice. Bullet pass, high post. Brewster takes it left of the lane. Fakes, goes up with the leaner, blocked by Green. Loose on the floor. Wall diving to keep it alive, and Vicinius gets it for the Cougars. Kennedy retains possession. Here's Brewster, a three, and he hits from the left wing for Drake Brewster.
And the hustle play keeping alive off the offensive glass initially, with Vicinius eventually picking it up, leads to the three.
That's only the seventh three of the year. Webb on the drive, takes it inside, traveled with it.
Against some contact, a little bit of bumping out there. The official said play on.
James Brown immediately into the game for the Jayhawks for Kramer. James Brown Jr. has been terrific off the Jefferson bench, a 6-foot senior, averaging 7 points a game. Good offense and a good defender as well. Jefferson now with a little half-court trapping pressure. Brewster looking for some help, gets out of there to Foley. On the ball fake, drives, bullet pass inside, Wall turn, had it slapped away and stolen by Valentino Green.
On quick hands by Valentino Green out there, stripping it.
Here's Webb, stutter dribble up court, angles left with it. Letting him bump a little bit and play in the early going. Van Ort in the corner. He'll turn, fire the three, and connects.
And he's going to draw Wall in that matchup. He's going to make Wall come out and defend on the perimeter.
He is second with 23s for Jefferson. Not a great percentage, but he can hit that triple.
And in the last few ball games, he's been the leading scorer for the Jayhawks.
Green picks up the bumping foul as he tried to cut off Brewster. And Valentino Green picks up his first foul. And burst inbound, 5-3 lead here for the Jefferson Jayhawks. Foley guarded by Webb. Stutter dribble on the near side hash mark. Tried to go back door and threw it away.
Vicinius was caught and he was open. He didn't just realize it. Foley was giving it to him.
Green will come out. Kane Kramer right back in. And Kennedy back to the pressure. Kind of a 1-2-1-1.
Yeah, and they're going to, interesting enough, look where they got Wall. They got him up at half court there, Scott, with those long arms making it tough.
Bounce pass up the right-hand boards to Brown. Stop and go dribble. Takes it inside. Kick out to Webb. Thought about the three. Now pulls up from 12. No good. Offensive rebound. McKinney back up and good.
Well, McKinney going right down the middle of the lane to grab that one.
7-3, and there's that offensive rebounding prowess by the Jayhawks. Vicinius, good three-point shooter. Shifts in the corner to Brewster. Yo-yos the dribble on the right wing. Now drives into the paint. No look. Bounce inside. Tip picked up by Burst. Shot rejected. Jayhawks the other way. Webb one on two. Dishes underneath. Land good for James Brown.
Now Webb in transition, giving up the ball to his teammate for an easier shot, getting the assist.
9-3. Jayhawks taking advantage of Kennedy turnovers. Burst over to Foley in the corner. Far side, up front to Brewster. Van Oort on him. Cross-court pass. Vicinius almost lost his footing, almost lost the ball, but Kennedy retains possession. Foley, a lob pass. Here's Wall. He's doubled on the right baseline. Back to Vicinius. Follow away three, and he got it over Brown.
Inside out that time. The ball goes inside the wall. He gets the kick out to the open jump shooter.
9-6 lead for Jefferson. Jayhawk basketball against the man of Kennedy. McKinney guarded by Brewster. Good matchup there. Van Oort, stutter dribble comes left. Gets the double. Goes cross court to Kane Kramer. They play catch with it. Now a drop pass inside to McKinney. Takes it up strong. Shot good. It'll count the foul.
Turns, goes with his left shoulder that time. He initiates the contact and gets the call. Chance for the three-point play.
Jefferson, you're not wowed by their heights, but they play bigger than 6'5", 6'4", and 6'3".
They're aggressive when they get the ball in the lane area. They know what they do. They put it up off the glass well and give the ball a chance to go in.
Free throw rattled in for McKinney. He's got five.
I was going to say that might be their Achilles heel right now, the Jayhawks. They're only shooting 58% as a team from the free throw line.
12-6, Jefferson on top. Good pass inside of the give and go, and Sean Beyer just into the game. The future Hawkeye footballer gets the layup.
Good ball movement, good people movement usually adds up to 2 points.
Now Derek Diggins, a sophomore, leading scorer for Kennedy, coming off the bench tonight in the game. Kane Kramer in the game to Van Oort. Corner, three on the way, short, no good. Diggins high to get the board. Kennedy with Nick Deere in there, gets the bullet pass inside from Diggins. Also Beyer into the game. Little shake and bake move. Brewster spins against the double. Lost it. Picks it up. Traveled with it.
And then nowhere to go in there. There was like three players right there in front of him. Coach McCowan telling him he's got to move the basketball and not dribble so much.
Deer out. And now Malik Haynes coming off an injury back in for Kennedy. Haynes, 6 foot junior. Picks up Webb. High post now, Van Oort. Spins left free throw line. He'll back it out. Diggins on the defensive assignment there. Webb on the hand back. James Brown Jr. A little shake and bake move. High pass. One handed by Van Oort along the sideline. Drives against Brewster. Lost him the way up. Tied up.
Good help by Brewster coming that time along the baseline. He goes straight up. He doesn't bring his arms down and commit the foul. Forces the jump ball.
For Jefferson, Trey McCauley comes in, 6 foot senior. And also Valentino Green will come back in at the next dead ball. Deer right back in there for the Cougars as well. 2:46 to play, opening quarter, 12-8 Jefferson. Give and go underneath the Beyer and traveled with it, took an extra step.
Pass a little bit low for him out there to handle, down by his ankles, and he's trying to pick that one up.
Both teams doing a good job of shuffling personnel in, and now Kennedy back to the full court. Webb, long up court pass. Van Oort Centers it, McCauley. Over to right side, nice move. Brown inside and wave it off. A foul before the shot, a block on Derek Diggins.
Well, they said it was on the ground out there. I'm going to say it was on Brewster, Scott.
No, you're right. First on Brewster.
Said he reached first. Diggins tried to take the charge at the end of it, but the foul occurred earlier.
Derek Gerling will make an appearance. Coming off the injury. Jayhawk basketball. Kick out McCauley. Three-pointer no good on the line. Driver. And Deer flies in to get the rebound. Derek Gerling, 5'11 senior in the game. Pushes ahead to Haynes. Three-pointer from the corner. Can't get the roll. Tipped up and good by Beyer, though.
Beyer being active. Going right down. Going over top of one of his own players even to get that one.
12-10. Jayhawks by two. Webb doubled. Almost lost it. Gets it back. And gets into the offense. Green with Deer on him. Cross court to Van Ort. Fakes. Good help defense by Haynes. Puts it on the floor. On the drive. Splits a double team. Takes it inside. And before the shot, foul called on Nick Deer.
Reaching in there, trying to pop the ball loose. Got a piece of the arm.
Fourth team foul against the Cougars. At least I have four.
So the board has.
Jefferson with only one has the Jayhawks inbound. James Brown Jr. gets it to Webb. They'll clear it out for him. Ooh. On the drive, and he traveled with it. Took an extra step.
Or two. They're pretty quick ones in there.
Grant Wiederen comes in for the Jefferson Jayhawks, 5'10 senior. And Wall comes in for Beyer. So the lineups for Kennedy, Gerling, Foley, Wall, Haynes, and Deer. Well, as I say that, Burst comes in for Haynes. And Jefferson with Van Ort, Brown, Green, Kramer, and Wiederen.
They keep them moving out there. You're not on very long. You better go hard when you're in.
12-10, Jayhawk lead. Kennedy can tie or take the lead. High-low dump pass inside the Wall for the easy layup.
Oh, that's a nice job just throwing it up and letting the big fella go get it, using the glass to finish.
Six in a row here, little mini run by Kennedy. The girls' game was a game of runs. Bob pass into the right block. Van Ort turns against a double team. High off the glass, too strong. Rebound, Kennedy. Burst on the hand back, and here comes Foley. Up the right sideline to Deer, tried to alley-oop it underneath, but it hit the cylinder. Turnover for Kennedy, but they get it right back. A lot of action here. 56 seconds to play, first quarter. Gerling over far hash mark. Deer in the high post. Good pass inside the Wall. Didn't take the shot, turned it down. Gerling to Burst. As Kennedy being patient, the ball tipped into the backcourt, and it's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Jefferson or Kennedy.
Well, the officials looked at each other like they didn't know who was calling, but they are giving it to Jefferson.
Wow.
I thought it was going the other way. I thought they were going to give it back to Kennedy, but.
That is the seventh turnover already on the Cougars.
Well, that's tough, Scott, too, when you have that many turnovers to be good offensively. You know, we were talking about offense in the pregame. Kennedy needs to get more consistent play out there. You're not going to do it when you turn it over that much.
38 seconds to play. Jayhawk with the basketball. Van Ort top of the circle. Angles left with it. Takes a free throw line. Extended. Back out it comes to Webb. They play catch with it. Now to Van Ort. He'll go up with the jumper. No from 17. And Diggins way up there to get the weak side rebound. He'll pop up. 15-footer. Front iron. No. Rebound fought for. Jump ball. And it will go to Jefferson.
Now Kennedy going to stay in a different, they're going to go to a different kind of pressure now. Now, but then they just a different look at the beginning, but it winds up 1-2-1-1.
Jump pass ahead to Kramer. 8 seconds to play. Bounces it up top to Van Ort, to Webb. See if he goes, puts it on the floor. Goes one-on-one, drives on Burst. Between the legs with it, forces up the shot. No tip, no by McKinney at the horn. We're through the first quarter of play, and it's tied up. Jefferson 12, Kennedy 12. Back in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you. Second quarter about to get underway from a very loud Jefferson Gym tonight. Tied at 12 after the first quarter. Kennedy on a 6-0 run. They've got the basketball. Diggins on the stop and go dribble. Kicks it out to Burst. Brewster working the perimeter over to Bassinius. Beyer back into the game. Over to Brewster. He'll turn for three in the corner. An air ball, but Bassinius the offensive board. Back to Beyer, who hits the jumper from 12 left of the lane. He's got six off the bench.
Yeah, Bassinius with the second offensive rebound, keeping that one going as well.
Kennedy's first lead since 3-2. It's 14-12. Webb cross-court pass stolen by Diggins. Diggins on the drive, and Webb fouled him trying to get it back.
Going to be a baseline out-of-bounds play for the Kennedy Cougars.
Second personal or second team foul on the Jayhawks. So it'll be Diggins to inbound. Beyer, Bassinius, Brewster, and Burst. A lot of B's in there right now for Kennedy. Diggins face guarded over there by Webb. Bassinius angles right with it. Between the circles to Brewster, goes cross-court to Burst. Kennedy being patient here on this possession. Hook inside, give and go. Beyer got it to Brewster, and a little flip shot is good.
Looks like it may have got away with a walk there along the baseline, but they didn't call it. Play on.
Kennedy up by four at 16-12. 10-0 run right now by the Cougars.
9-3 early in this one, Scott. Jefferson looked like they were in control. Boy, the table has turned.
Ball tipped out of bounds right in front of us. Kennedy getting into the passing lanes. It'll be Jefferson ball.
Being a little more aggressive. Jefferson having a hard time finishing, getting shots off even.
Cougars trying to trap in the half court. That jump and switch defense. Green over to baseline. Van Ort drives, right hand poke shot, rimming it good for Adam Van Ort.
The Jayhawks needed that, Scott. They reversed the ball against that trapping defense and found the soft spot along the baseline.
16-14 as that broke the 10-0 run. Diggins spinning in the corner, has to outlet it to Brewster. Right of the circle, double teamed, and a blocking foul on McKinney out front.
Well, I know, Scott, that Kennedy had a 1-3-1 in, that they do some different things. Their zone, they trap out of. But Iowa City West used the 1-3-1 trap against Jefferson the other night pretty effectively. And, Cougar coaches may watch that tape and might be utilizing a little bit more tonight because of it.
Jackson Foley, the 5'5 sophomore, first start tonight back into the game. First up top, Bassinius behind the screen, three-pointer, and ring it up for Bassinius.
Connecting from long range out there, ball movement, gets a good shot.
Two threes, he's got six, 19-14. McKinney down low, turned down the shot, a high catch by McKinney on the cross-court skip pass. And Jefferson will set it back up. At 1-3-1 again. To the corner, Webb three, ring it up for Webb.
Webb knocks it down out there, nice and cool, calm, collected.
19-17, Kennedy lead cut to two. Brewster quickly into front court. They work the triangle left, looking inside instead. Plays catch with Burst now. Takes it to the center circle. Foley on hand back, gets it over to Burst. Cougars being patient. Green going for the steal. Brewster lost it on the crossover, but Kennedy picks it back up. Burst driving a dish out to Foley. Up top to Brewster on the ball fake. Drives by Green, and then Green going for the steal, commits the foul. That's two on Valentino Green.
A reach, and as the defender gets by, you try to reach instead of moving your feet and get over and in front.
Kane Kramer and James Brown Jr. back in for Jefferson. Gerling will come back into the Kennedy lineup. And Brewster will come out.
1-4 baseline look for the Cougars.
They'll lob it in the wall. Adam Wall in there at 6'10". Vicinius looking inside. Stead circles right. They work the weave over to Deer into the lane. Double pump leaner blocked by James Brown Jr. from behind, out of bounds.
He's going to stay with the Cougars.
Tell you, Kennedy's had Wall open a few times inside. Yeah. They haven't gotten it to him.
Give it to him. Let him go get it.
Inbound lob to Vicinius to Foley. Runner good down the lane for Jackson Foley.
Moving without the basketball, sharing the basketball. That's when Kennedy's been at their best. Not so much trying to create off the dribble.
21-17. McKinney backs his way in right of the lane as the Jayhawks work the triangle that side. Skip pass over the top of the zone. Back comes to Kramer. Webb works it to Brown. Turns on Gerling with 4:18 to play here in the first half. Kramer on the baseline drive. Cut off by the double team. Back to McKinney, who almost traveled with it. Ball tipped away, loose on the floor. Vicinius ties it up. And the jump ball, it'll stay with Jefferson.
Hustle play by Vicinius, getting off there. It got a floor burn out of it, but getting up and playing.
Tell you what, this is a totally different Kennedy team defensively than we saw against Washington.
A little bit more spunk out there, playing a little more energy.
McCauley into the game for the Jayhawks, along with Webb, McKinney, Kramer, and James Brown Jr. Brown turns top of the key. Vicinius pops out on him. Jayhawks working it outside the Golden Arc. Kramer, a couple jab steps over to Brown. Jefferson's having problems against his zone. Brown puts it on the floor, drives in, hangs, shoots, no. Rebound Deer for Kennedy.
Well, Scott, I think what they're doing is that matchup look out there, Scott, defensively, and matching and just switching.
Driving a kick out. Diggins' three-pointer no good, and McKinney one-hands the board on the weak side. He'll bring it on himself. McKinney pass ahead to Kramer. Pop up three, and he hits.
Kramer getting loose along in transition, spotting up for that three.
Kramer's 30th three of the year. And it's a 21-20 Kennedy lead with 3:12 to play first half. Diggins between the legs with the dribble. On the drive, in all the way, and it was fouled going up. Royshawn Webb gets his second foul, fifth on the Jayhawks.
I'm going to shoot two out of this.
Sean Byer will get set to come in for Kennedy. Free throw number one, too strong for Diggins.
68% free throw shooter on the year, Scott. Been to the line 69 times before tonight's ball game.
Gerling and Wall out. Byer and Brewster back in for Kennedy. Diggins averaging just about 13 a game, coming off the bench tonight. Got that free throw.
Fouls Kennedy to set up the press with the make.
And Byer, very active out front.
Good one to put at the front point of the press.
Van Oort throws over the top, inside to McKinney. Spins, puts it off the glass, and got the roll. Kind of an opposite spin on the left block.
He's nifty around the basket. He's good at using his body.
22-22 tie. Diggins on the stop and go move. Takes it in all the way. Counting a foul. And Diggins is playing inspired tonight.
Diggins able to split the Jefferson defense that time. The wing getting there late in help. He's able to get all the way to the rim. Nobody from the backside coming over helping.
Zach Larson comes in for Jefferson. 6'5 senior for the first time as McKinney will leave with two fouls. And it'll be Derek Diggins for the old-fashioned three-point play. And got the free throw. Four for Diggins. 25-22, Kennedy back up by three. Coming up on 2:30 to play here in the first half. Crossover dribble, Larson works in the corner. Now to Van Oort. backs his way in, spins against Brewster, leaves it in the lane for Brown. That got blocked. Jayhawks get it back. Kramer deep three, and he hits.
5 feet off the three-point line, Scott.
And we're going to have a stoppage of play here. And
look and see if there's blood on the jersey.
Yep, Van Oort's got some blood on him. I tell you what, it is not for the faint of heart inside. Linmar boys leading Xavier 16-13 after the first quarter. And we will have we'll have some scores, as many as we can get in there at halftime. As Zachariah Zabo will check in for the Jayhawks, 6'4 senior. Coming in for Jefferson. Malik Haynes in for Kennedy. Both these teams in this wide open game just putting in subs left and right. Diggins off the 1-4 clear out. Takes it up court, lost it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Jeff Ball.
When Kennedy has had their success, Scott, it's been when they have kind of, I don't know if you want to say, abandoned the dribble out there. Not trying to take people off the dribble. They've moved the ball well offensively and had people cutting and moving and got good looks.
Webb splits a double team against the pressure. No look pass over to Larson, and now Jefferson sets it up. Webb, left wing, holds it outside the arc. Brings it up top to Vicinius, standing left-hand dribble. Kramer turns, guarded by Haynes in the man-to-man. Kennedy's been 1-3-1, they've been man. Going back and forth between the two. Jayhawk basketball, Kramer doubled, high lob pass to Brown. Fakes the pass, takes it inside, and got caught in the air and threw it away. And then Jefferson with the steal, layup missed, no good, but Brown with a putback.
Sticking with it right there, they made that turnover count, the Jayhawks did.
Jefferson by two, 27-25. Brewster, starter dribble, takes it up the lane, all the way in, running layup, no, and the rebound after the one and done by Zabo.
And trying to go off the dribble again there, Scott.
Webb a kick to Kramer for three, and he hits again.
All of a sudden, the Kennedy Cougars, the Jefferson Jayhawks making their push.
30-second timeout for Kennedy as Kane Kramer has shot Jefferson to a five-point lead with three triples.
And the middle one there, the second one, was a long deep ball there, Scott, right straight on from the top of the key, but he was at least 5 feet beyond the three-point line when he shot that one.
Purdue and Michigan State are going to overtime in Big Ten basketball tonight. Here, Jefferson with a five-point lead at 30-25 over the Kennedy Cougars.
Final 105 here before the half, Scott. Both these teams want to finish strong. If you're Kennedy, you kind of want to right the ship, not let the Jayhawks, who got the momentum going, you don't want to let the Jayhawks get a turnover here and get another run out for another score.
Foley back into the game for Kennedy. Under a minute to play. Vicinius, a long NBA three, no good. Rebounded by James Brown Jr. Brings it up in a hurry. Nice crossover dribble, a little stutter move, and he takes it all the way in for the layup.
Quick shot by the Cougars. Long rebound leads to the runout for the Jayhawks.
7-point Jeff Lee, biggest of the game. Dump pass inside to Beyer, gets loose and gets the easy two.
I think they got a match up there, Scott. If I'm Kennedy, I'm going to look for that second half.
32-27, and now Jefferson will go for the last shot of the half. Webb with burst on him. Van Oort, 15 seconds. Beyer playing off of him. Back it comes to Webb. Crossover dribble down to 10 seconds. Driving a kick out to Kramer. Looks at the clock. Over to the corner. Webb fakes. Puts up the three and got it. 1 second to play. First three-quarter court shot. Off the iron. No good at the end of the first half of play. An exciting first half. And our score at the break. Cedar Rapids Jefferson 35 and Cedar Rapids Kennedy 27. And we will come back after. after this timeout. You're listening to Boys Basketball here on KGYM.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Jefferson as the Jayhawks lead it at halftime, 35-27 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Senior night for the senior cheerleaders. They are being introduced here in front of the crowd that is assembled here at the Jefferson Gym. Three-pointers started raining in for the Jayhawks in the second quarter.
Really what we didn't expect from the Jayhawks, Scott. And not really what they're known for is knocking down the long ball, the three-pointer. But they've been playing more confidently offensively. You know, Coach Horman talked about that in the pregame. They've been scoring over 70 points in their last four ball games. So this one, they're right there. If they get another second half like this, they'll be right at 70.
First half scoring for the Jayhawks, being led by Kane Kramer with three threes and 9 points. 6 points for James Brown Jr. off the bench. 6 points for Royshawn Webb, including that buzzer-beating three. Adam Van Oort with five. Dennis McKinney with seven. Valentino Green with two for the Jefferson total of 35. For Kennedy, being led at halftime by Sean Beyer off the bench with 8 points, four field goals. Michael Bassinius with 2 3-pointers and 6 points. 5 points for Drake Brewster. 4 points for Derek Diggins off the bench. Adam Wall with two and Jackson Foley with two as well for the Jayhawks. Turnovers, Kennedy with nine and Jefferson with six in the first half. Bench scoring right now is 12-6 in favor of the Kennedy Cougars. But Jefferson with six threes in that first half to three for Kennedy. Free throws, Kennedy 2 out of 3 from the line, and Jefferson was 1 out of 1 from the line. And I'll let you throw the rebounding out.
Well, rebounding is close, Scott. Not many of them in the first half of play, really. Kennedy with 10 rebounds to the Jayhawks 9, and good balanced effort by the Kennedy Cougars. Matthew Burst, Michael Bassinius, Nicholas Deere, and Derek Diggins, each with 2 rebounds, all tied with game or team-high honors for the Cougars. Sean Beyer with one offensive rebound put back out there. One dead ball rebound for the Cougars, 4 offensive, 6 defensive, total of 10 for Kennedy. For Cedar Rapids Jefferson, Dennis McKinney leads the way with 3, 2 for James Brown Jr., and then 1 apiece for Royshawn Webb, Grant Wiederin, and Zachariah Zabo. One dead ball rebound for the Jayhawks, 3 offensive, 6 defense, total of 9.
Some other scores, Iowa City West, the game on 106.3, leading Wallard 18-6. You've got also Linmar up on Xavier, 28-23, midway through the second quarter. And the right now, the shocker of the night is in the MAC, where it is Muscatine with a big lead over number one and unbeaten Pleasant Valley right now. That has gone to a halftime, and it's Muscatine 29, PV 14, and PV's not made to get a lot of points.
No, so that's going to be a massive comeback if they can come back in that ball game. So PV undefeated right now, as you said.
We're going to get a word from Tony Viss, the girls coach for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, as the Kennedy girls won earlier tonight, 56-43, as the Cougars get their 17th win of the year to go to 17-3, and more importantly, probably clinch up that number one seed in their particular region. You got that number one seed, I think, clinched up, but boy, it wasn't easy, and you knew it wouldn't be with the Jayhawks tonight.
No, they've played really well here at home, and to be honest with you, being down at halftime, we were very fearful because of the fact that they're a second-half team. I mean, you take a look at our place when they made it down, almost got it down to a one- or a two-possession game there in the second half. At Iowa City West, I believe they were down 15, got it down to six, I believe, in the second half, and then similar stuff with Wash, where they were down 20-some at halftime and made that very interesting at the end. And we challenged our kids at halftime, and our kids really responded. You know, we ended up, I think we're down 38-30. And I want to say we hit three straight threes. I believe the first one was by Kendall Meyer. Second one, I want to say, was by Ashley Hamilton. And then we got a third one from Carly Langhurst that really gave us life again. And then in the fourth quarter, we kind of, you know, kind of rose up and just did a great job of defending. I think we held them to 5 points over an 11-minute stretch.
Yeah, you went on a 15-0 run, which put the game away. And you talk about defense, and overall it was a very good defensive game. But Layla on Kennedy Dyke tonight, especially in that second half, she did an outstanding job.
She really did. You know, and I think a lot of times what people judge how Layla plays by is how she scores. And, you know, Layla's game is way more diversified than that. She's up there in assists for us. She's up there in blocks for us. She leads us in rebounding by a considerable margin. And, you know, second half, she really locked up Dighton very, very well. Kennedy was not allowed to get many open looks. And then I thought her defense inspired some of the other girls to maybe pick up their defense as well. And I thought for the last 11 minutes of the game, we really put on a defensive clinic.
You mentioned some three-pointers, and then Sydney Hayden hit a three-pointer, a couple of them. And hit. You want her with the ball at the end of the game because she's going to hit the free throws.
Yeah, you really do. You know, she's our senior leader, one of our captains, and just does a great job of keeping her poise out there. And, you know, at halftime, I don't know who was more disappointed in how he played, me or her. And, you know, it was kind of interesting to watch her talk about, you know, how this means something and we needed to come out and play in the second half. And we really didn't care about, you know, about winning at that time. It was just about competing, you know, going out there because we played an okay first quarter. Then the second quarter, we just kind of fell off the face of the earth and didn't really compete and allowed them to basically move and go wherever they wanted to go and do whatever they wanted to do. And I really thought our kids answered the bell about halfway through the third quarter because, you know, Scott, we're down 38-30, and I'm looking at Joe, and I'm like, you got any suggestions here? And you know, about that time was when Kendall hit that three and really seemed to give us some life.
Yeah, that was a big one right there. And they really hurt you with dribble penetration in that second quarter. They attacked the basket hard.
They did. You know, we talked at halftime about the team that was playing harder was winning. The team that was not settling for jump shots and getting to the rim and attacking us off the bounce was having a lot of success. And, you know, I think our kids took the challenge personally and really came out second half and played the way that we're capable of. And you have to give Jeff credit. I mean, our kids knew coming in this was not going to be easy. And to be able to do what we did where we won the second half and competed the way that we did in the fourth quarter just really says a lot about our kids. And I told them after the game, so very, very proud of them as we needed that game. And so, you know, there's going to be times when it's not pretty, when it's not easy, and you got to dig down deep and white knuckle it out.
Yeah, and one more regular season game, and then you get a week off. Got Hempstead coming up on Friday night for the second time.
Yeah, and, you know, they scared us at their place. They led most of that game, kind of similar to this one, to be honest with you. And then all of a sudden, you know, in the third quarter, we kind of got going again. And then fourth quarter, we thought we would get it. We ended up getting it in double figures, and they just would never go away. They hit a clutch three at an opportune time for them and made it an exciting game all the way to the end. And so Friday, they'll have our attention. They'll have our respect. And, you know, it'd be nice to go into the postseason with a winning streak and get those 5 days to prepare for I'm going to guess it's going to be Muscatine, and they're playing a lot better than what they were at the beginning of the season.
Yep, and they got some weapons, certainly.
Yeah, they've got a post kid, 6'1" post kid. I guess their dad was an Olympic swimmer, and the other night against Davenport North, who's really, really good, I think she had 18 in the first half. And so, you know, we'll look at some stuff. I'm going to go watch them on that Wednesday before we play them on Saturday. We've got another film on them as well, and so we'll start to break them down. But that's the weekend. You know, the next few days we'll be focused in on getting ready for Hempstead.
Well, congratulations, Tony, and win number 17 wasn't easy, but it was a good one.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, I believe that's the most wins that we've had here in the 4 years that I've been here. So, you know, kudos to our kids. You know, we've got some really good chemistry, some really good kids, and it's a lot of fun to coach them. And, you know, each and every night out, it's fun to watch them find a way.
All right, well, good luck against Hempstead. We'll see you in the tournament.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
Tony Viss, head coach of the Kennedy Cougars. as they won the girls game earlier tonight, 56-43 over Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Boys game going on right now. We're at halftime, and the Jayhawks leading the Cougars 35-27 as we get ready for second half action here tonight. Tomorrow night, we got college basketball coming your way. It's UNI in action as they will take on the Missouri State Bears tomorrow night, and that will be at 7 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then we've got Iowa State and Texas Tech on 1600 AM coming up tomorrow night, and that will be at 7:30, a little bit later start for that one. And we'll see what adjustments the Cougars and the Jayhawks come up with from halftime.
Yeah, well, if you're Kennedy, you like the way you played defense at the start of the ball game, or at least in the middle part of that first half. And they were aggressive. They got out in the clutch passing lanes. It led to some easy offense for them at the other end of the floor. But Jefferson made some adjustments. Now, if you're Kennedy, you're going to have to adjust back. Kennedy, though, I think offensively was at their best when they weren't trying to pound the ball on the floor and they were trying to create stuff off the dribble. If they let their offense work for them, get some cutters going, they look good offensively. See if they can do that more consistently.
Second half underway. Cougar basketball as they have it on the arrow. Brewster, the high-low lob pass. Inside wall, doubled. Gets it right back to Brewster. Takes it up high off the glass and scores with the left hand.
Tough shot in the lane over the top of a couple Jefferson defenders.
Brewster with seven. As we'll set the lineups to start half number two. Jefferson going to the bucket to our right. No one with more than two fouls in the game. McKinney on the drive, isolated, had it blocked by Wall, and it's picked up there by Burst of Kennedy. Foley in the open court, pass left side, give and go. Foley, Burst, back to Foley, fakes, now goes up with a three, too strong, and it goes over the top and out of bounds.
Well, they move the ball a little bit, got the open look from three. Kennedy, let's see what they do defensively in this first set. Hits that zone pressure, that 1-2-2 or 1-2-1-1.
Webb, Kramer, Van Ort, McKinney, and Valentino Green in there for the Jefferson Jayhawks. Trap right in front of us, near sideline. They get out of it to Van Ort. Good bounce down low to Green, who gets the double pump layup to go.
They split that that trap up front. The backside is open. Jefferson's exploited it a couple times against them.
37-29. Vicinius, he'll try a deep three right wing and buries it over Kramer.
That was a deep one there, Scott. He rose up over the top.
Van Ort on the clear out. Drives in. Wall blocked it. Got it back. Blocked it again. And here comes Foley. That was a double block right there for Adam Wall. Brewster, a drive and a kick. Foley fakes. Cougars down 5, 37-32. Putting it on the floor, Brewster drives into the lane. Leaner, no, but he was fouled going up, and that might be the third on McKinney.
Going to his left that time, getting into the lane area.
Here comes James Brown Jr. right away for McKinney.
A little bit smaller in that matchup, that trade-off there.
Burst, Brewster, Foley, Bassinius, and Wall in there for Kennedy. Inbound pass tipped away, and Cougars will try it again.
Kennedy likes a 1-4 look on the baseline out of bounds, Scott. Like to lob it up over the top to Wall.
Inbound Wall, high-low look inside Burst. Turnaround, no. Rebound kept alive by the long arms of Brewster, but Jefferson away with it. Green, no-look pass ahead to Brown. Double pump, leaner, no. Put back, no, and Green, I think, fouled. There's that offensive rebounding again.
And Valentino Green, who got the defensive rebound, he throws it ahead to his teammate. Brown's not able to finish, but he's not lollygagging at the other end of the floor. He's hustling down, getting the offensive rebound.
Valentino Green on the line and short on the first. You mentioned Jefferson's Achilles heel is from the free throw line, where they're only a 58% free throw shooting team. Green, only 29%. But got one out of two.
You take that every time if you got him going to the line at 29%, if you get one for two.
Diggins into the game. Over to Brewster and started to drive but called for steps.
Yeah, he moved his pivot foot before he put the ball down.
Turnover number 10 against Kennedy. Brown took a pretty good shot, but he's up. Three-quarter court pressure again. 1-2-2 this time. Kramer, far side, Webb, they play catch with it, cross the timeline, and get it to Green. Starts to drive on Bassinius, lost it, picks it back up. Cross court pass, Webb over in the corner now to Brown. Kennedy back to the 1-3-1. Kramer, follow away three, no, and it goes over the top.
I got them early in the first half. He had a few of them. That time, just a little bit long.
Beyer coming in for Adam Wall in the Cougar lineup.
Diggins and Foley both in the backcourt. Diggins is the point guard. They put Foley off to the shooting guard.
West at halftime leading Waller 34-17. Bassinius off the clear out on the drive. Double pump or high off the glass for two.
Not bad defense by the Jayhawks. They were there. He was just able to finish over the top.
Kennedy back within four, 38-34. Jefferson basketball, Brown driving baseline. Double pump, leaner, no, forced it up. Got his own rebound, though, and got the loose garbage and laid it in.
Ball got knocked loose, and Brown was right there to finish it.
Eight for Brown, and it's 40-34. Here's Bassinius, a quick three, and he hits from the right sideline.
Heating up for the Cougars.
That is 14 for Bassinius. He's got two triples here in the third. Webb a drive and a kick. Van Ort three-pointer short. And the rebound out of bounds. Webb went over Foley.
Foley tried to screen him out. Webb just jumped over the top of him. Goes to the Cougars.
And Deer will come in for Foley. 40-37, 4:40 to play here in the third. Sean Beyer back into the game, had a good first half with eight. Brewster, pull up 17-footer, splashed right through.
Green a little late getting out there after he comes off a couple ball screens up top.
Nine now for Brewster. And Kennedy back within one at 40-39. Van Ork standing right-hand dribble. They work the triangle right, and the ball kicked on the entry pass. Final score, couple of them. Kansas beat West Virginia 75-65, and in overtime, Purdue beats Michigan State 82-81.
Ooh, good win for Purdue. Michigan State have been playing very, very well.
Probably takes Michigan State out of the Big Ten title hunt. Inbound lob pass to Green, fakes, gets his man in the air. Off the glass, no, rebounded by Brewster. And Kennedy can take the lead here. First left wide open, three, curls out, no, and Van Ort with a rebound. 40-39, Jayhawks. And a steal by Brewster in the backcourt. He'll take it up and get the layup, and Kennedy with the lead.
Coach Harmon going to say play on.
Three, a quick one, no good from Kramer. Rebounded by Burst. That was a one-pass shot and a one-and-done. As Kennedy will walk it up with Diggins. Angles his way. Yo-yos across the timeline. Give and go underneath the Beyer. Can't get the layup, but Burst gets the offensive board for Kennedy. Deer off the clear out. Driving right into the lane. Cut off by the double team. Threw it away. Van Ort with the steal. Two on one. Van Ort all the way up and counted the foul.
He got able to get to the rim that time. They said the defender wasn't set.
And Burst will get the foul, his third.
Van Ort a little bit gimpy out there. Playing through it, though.
Bassinius will come right back in to the Kennedy lineup. McCauley back in for Kramer for Jefferson. 42-41, Jayhawks. And a chance to get the lead up to two. It was a one-point game the first time they played over at Kennedy earlier this month. I guess it was last month, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Jayhawks had committed quite a few turnovers in that ball game. They said that they kind of shot themselves in the foot.
43-41. Deer, head and shoulder fake. Now spins, goes baseline, cut off, gets it to Brewster, and before the shot, a travel going to be called.
Yeah, he did. As he caught it, he... running with the basketball, little shuffle steps to get himself righted. Not a popular call with the Kennedy bench, but I thought it was the correct call.
43-41, under three to play here in the third quarter. Webb with a stutter dribble, stop and go move. Brown goes cross court, nice one-hand catch up high by Van Orton. And spins, gets loose, takes it to the basket, was fouled.
Yeah, Van Orton getting to the rim again. He's going to get to the free throw line now.
Brewster gets the foul, and it'll be a full timeout. Second on Brewster. And it'll be a timeout taken here by the Cougars with 2:45 to play.
Can Jefferson get a chance to go to the free throw line here in this situation? Maybe they could extend their lead. Coach Orman got to be talking about, hey, we got the momentum back right now. You know, that Kennedy made their push coming out in the second half. We had an 8-point lead. Kennedy got up by one. Now we've kind of pushed ourselves through that. We got the lead again. What can we do to keep building on it?
Wes Bruns over there, Matt Jenkins and Will Norton outside the Jayhawk huddle. With 2:45 to play in the third, it's been an up-tempo, high-octane game. Kind of back and forth here.
It has, and a lot of points scored. This is quite a few points for the Kennedy especially, Scott. They've been struggled as of late.
Yeah, now, averaging 53 points a game.
Only 42 the last time out against Washington. And I believe in the low 40s against Iowa City West, too.
Van Ort to the line. Boy, how good is West playing now? And they got Tanner Lohaus back.
That is scary, Scott. That is scary.
Free throw. One more coming up for Van Ort. 43-41. Benzanese puts it up and got it.
Jayhawks in the man-to-man half court.
44-41, one out of two that time for Van Ort. Fire over to Malik Haynes. Coming off the screen, Bassinius, ball fake. Step back, top of the key, three in and out. Van Ort high to get the rebound. Outlet pass up the left-hand boards to Webb. As Jefferson with it with 2:23 to play in the third. Brown, dump pass inside, broken up by Haynes, but he had a foot on the baseline.
Yeah, he came from the backside to knock it away that time. Coach Horman telling his players he cannot throw that pass over the top when they're going to get backside help like that.
Wall back in for Beyer. Gerling will get ready to come in. Inbound, and Webb makes the high catch at the center circle. Jefferson by three. Brown turns, couple jab steps. And now Webb will reset for the Jayhawks.
Big part of this quarter, Scott. Jayhawks have been playing without McKinney, too. We've got to remember that.
1-3-1, kind of morphing out of it is Kennedy. Van Ort out to Webb. He'll pull up for three. Missed it badly, and we got a rebounding foul. Reach on Valentino Green for number three on him.
Well, and that's not what the Jayhawks want when they already got McKinney on the bench with three fouls. Green's going to have to come out of the bench game as well.
So Jayhawks, two of their big seniors, McKinney and Green, on the bench with three apiece.
Van Ort, the biggest player out there at 6'5", but otherwise than that, they're not a big ball club.
Diggins can't get the roll on the pull-up 17-footer, and we got a jump ball. And now it's Brandon Horman's turn to ask, that was a foul on one end, why isn't a foul on that end? The arrow will give it to Jefferson, though.
He's going against the Kennedy pressure here. Kennedy, different look. It's like a full court man-to-man there, Scott. Not real aggressive out of it.
City High girls leading Cedar Falls 39-33 as they head to the fourth. Whip pass inside, Brown drives in. Blocking foul called on Foley.
Brown going to get to the free throw line and shoot two out of this. He was in the act of shooting.
No, I'm going to say it was on the floor.
Whoa. Now that might be a break, actually. He's a 59% free throw shooter. It might be a break for the Jayhawks to get possession of the ball instead.
Inbound to Van Ort. Thought about it off the clear out. High lob pass to Kramer's back into the game in the corner. 1:20 to play in the third. Webb, crossover dribble, drive and a kick to Kramer in the corner. Stutter dribble comes left. Pull up three. Good. Right of the circle for Kane Kramer.
He did that one off the dribble, Scott, going to his left at the pull up.
47-41. Diggins hanging, shooting. No, that was forced up there.
Wild shot.
And Brown with a rebound. Lob pass ahead. Jayhawks have the numbers to the corner for Webb. And he traveled with it before the shot.
He took an extra little hop out there, Scott. A little bird hop, pigeon hop, we call it.
Eighth turnover on the Jayhawks. As Gerling comes out. And Diggins coming out. Under a minute to play here in the third. 47-41. Brewster drive and a hold on Kramer.
Powell's starting them out for the Jayhawks.
First on Kramer and the third on Jefferson. Kennedy's got four. First looking. Tried to lob it inside. Ball tipped, stolen away.
And throw it to the 6'11 player. Go, let him go up and get it. Put it up in the air.
Van Oort with 35 seconds.
There might be one. There might be one here.
Yep. Webb on the drive and a reach foul called on the double team.
Kind of bailed him out that time. Webb had no place to go, and if you don't reach on that, you're probably going to get a turnover.
Bassinius picks up the foul, his first 15th foul on Kennedy with 30 seconds to play here in the quarter. Jayhawk ball up six. McCauley off the inbound to Brown. Reverse, no. Foul called.
A nifty little play, Scott.
Well, give and go off the inbound.
Inbounder. The only thing you got to be careful of is that inbounder has to establish his presence on the court of play. That was quick. That was very close.
Brown to the line for a pair of free throws and got the first. Nine off the bench for James Brown Jr.
Got a lot of minutes with McKinney out in this quarter.
48-41, the lead for Jefferson. Got that one. Double figures, and the Jayhawks with their biggest lead of the game. 49-41, 20 seconds to play. Foley working the weave up top. Deere goes behind the back with a dribble, ball tipped away. Good defense there by Brown. Two on two, lead pass ahead off the hands of Brown and out of bounds.
And McCauley probably would have been a little better served to just pull that out there and try to kill the clock. Like the effort, just don't like the result.
Diggins back in for Foley. No, not for Foley. 10 seconds to play. See if they go 1-4 clear out. Isolate Diggins up top. Angles up at the dribble. Takes it inside. Cut off. Gets it to Foley. Fall away three. No good. They tip it. And that's the end of the third. After three, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 49. Cedar Rapids Kennedy 41. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. This is high school basketball from KGYM Sports.
I discovered the key to an amazing shave. It's simple, and that's exactly what DollarShaveClub.com does. They deliver amazing razors right to my door for a third of the price of what the greedy razor corporations charge. So you can afford to shave with the fresh blade anytime you want, which feels fantastic. And for the best shave imaginable, use your fresh DSC blade with their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. Its high-quality ingredients leave your face soft, smooth, and moisturized. A fresh Dollar Shave Club blade and Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. Two reasons to join DollarShaveClub.com today. That's DollarShaveClub.com.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Close out quarter number three for Jefferson. Other score, Lindmar leading Xavier 51-49 in boys basketball. And we'll keep you updated on some finals as they trickle in. It'll be Kennedy ball as we start the fourth. Derek Diggins will bring it up across the timeline against Royshawn Webb. Picks it up top of the key, spinning, looking for some help, and finally gets out of there to Bassinius. Brewster, Bassenius, Wall, Foley, and Diggins in there for Kennedy. Brewster on the drive. Nice shovel pass underneath the Wall for the easy two.
Now Wall posting up that time. The defender comes to him. They give the ball to him. McKinney doesn't want to commit the foul. He backs off.
McKinney drives in and gets the two on the other end. Got it back for Jefferson as he's got nine. 51-43. McKinney back in there with three fouls. Valentino Green back in with three fouls as the pass tipped out of bounds. It will stay with the Cougars. Kramer, Van Ort, Webb, McKinney, and Valentino Green for Jefferson. And Brewster, Wall, Bassenius, Diggins, and Foley for Kennedy. Cougar inbound, left of the glass looking in. Back to Diggins, high arching fall away, three, can't get the roll. Wall with the rebound underneath, fakes, lost his footing, traveled with it. Tried to split a double team.
He did. I thought he got the ball away before he went down there, though, Scott, but I guess my opinion doesn't matter over here.
Kennedy with the pressure really hasn't bothered Jefferson a whole lot. 51-43. Kane Kramer's had a very nice night from beyond the arc. To McKinney. Turns right of the lane. Wall coming out on him. Kennedy in the man-to-man. Lob pass inside. Green. Wall helping out on the double team. Ball strip stolen away by Diggins on the help side defense.
And coming down off top from the guard. Poking it.
And then Diggins fouled as he went baseline by Green, who got his fourth.
You can tell the frustration on that. He knew it immediately. He got his fourth. He's going to come out of the ball game for a while. So James Brown Jr. going to get a few more minutes, Scott. He's been a valuable player for the Jayhawks second half.
51-43 in favor of Jefferson. 6:42 to play in the game. Cougars looking. They finally lob it into Bassenius. Brewster off the clear out. They get it to Diggins in the lane. Double pump scoop layup. Good. He'll count the foul.
Curled off at that time, Diggins did. And Brown Jr. just got up into him a little too much with his chest.
First on James Brown. Team foul number five. And Diggins with 6 points. Going for the old-fashioned hat trick. In and out in the free throw. Tipped around and Kane Kramer gets it. Lead at 6, 2 possessions for the Jayhawks. Van Ort against the man to Webb. Kicks it right wing outside the arc. Kramer looking inside. Dumps it to Webb, posting up. Right back it comes to Kramer in a two-man game. They're trying to isolate against Foley, but Kennedy's doing a good job of helping out to the corner. Here's Kramer for three. Left it short. Rebound, Diggins. Took it away from Kramer and Webb that time. Lead ahead. Bassenius pops the three. Left it short. Rebound McKinney. Had a good look. And we're going to get a Jefferson timeout. A full timeout, says Brandon Horman. Not a bad timeout. Valentino Green on the bench. Maybe see what you're going to do here if you're the Jayhawks offensively.
Yeah, you avoided one down at the other end. They got a, you know, Kennedy had a chance to cut it in half with that three. Bassenius got a decent look. It looked like his legs might be going a little bit out there, coming up short on it. But, again, yeah, you kind of get that. So you stayed at six, so you got the feeling you dodged one. So Horman now's trying to draw up something that he has a lot of confidence in that they can execute well here at this end of the floor at a critical time. You know, if they get the bucket here, pushes it up, you know, a lot of time left to be talking about possessions, but psychologically make it a three-possession game versus two.
Girls' game was won by Kennedy earlier on, the seventh-rated Cougars with a 56-43 victory over Cedar Rapids Jefferson. The Jayhawks trying to get a split tonight and get a split of the series this year, the two-game series. Kennedy won the first one. Back over at Kennedy, 54-53.
Another MVC score to pass your way. Hempstead boys, 37-25 over senior, 1:50 left in the third period.
Interesting. Webb circling left with it. Standing left-hand dribble at the point. It's a return pass from Kramer. It's runner six to play. Jefferson spread to court here.
Make Kennedy come out and play.
Brown with a 5-second count on him. Starts it, doubled, gets rid of it over to Webb on the left sideline. His pass tip. But Jayhawks get it with McKinney.
That's what they're trying to do, Scott. They're trying to draw Foley in the matchup in the interior.
Webb drives, misses, but Van Oort gets the right-hand tip in to go underneath.
He had the matchup of Foley not able to screen him out.
11 for Van Oort, 53-45. Ball tipped out of bounds on the cross-court pass. It stays with Kennedy. And Nick Deere will come in for the Cougars for Diggins. Kennedy to inbound. Brewster, standing dribble up top. Van Oort plays off of him, coming off the high ball screen. Brewster, back it comes to Deere. Circles left, picked up by Webb. Shovel pass inside, and a foul on McKinney, who got his fourth with a shove from behind on Beyer.
I think Kennedy's got a good matchup in there. If they get the ball to Beyer in the block, let him work. He looked good a few times first half when he had it.
And that's a sixth team foul. Both teams with six.
Next one, we're going to be shooting free throws. Either way.
Jefferson keeps McKinney in there.
Ooh.
A little bit of a calculated risk. They go right at him. Brewster kicks it back out to Bassinius. Two-man game. Brewster turns in the corner, puts it on the floor. Pull-up jumper right through. Smooth from 15.
McKinney's limping, Scott. He came down awkwardly on knee or ankle.
13 for Drake Brewster, right at his average. 53-47, 4.5 to play. And Jefferson spreading the court with the foul trouble that they have and the lead. Van Oort takes a baseline, had it blocked from behind, but Jayhawks get it back.
What should we call milking the clock, Scott, if you're Jefferson?
Brown drives, called for traveling.
He was home for a foul call, but they said nope. Jefferson not in the full-out stall, Scott, but they're going to try and spread it out, and they're going to milk the clock a little bit with the lead here each possession, shorten the game.
Pleasant Valley's made it all the way back to tie it at 42 with Muscatine. And what? Go back down here. West leading 41-26 in the third over Wallert. Coming off the screen, stop and go move. Diggins all the way. Reverse layup, rimming no. Van Oort with a rebound.
Van Oort has come alive in the second half on the glass for the Jayhawks.
4 minutes to play in the game. Crossover dribble. They leave it for McKinney. Shot rejected by Diggins on the help side D.
That was good help coming across by Diggins that time.
Drive and a kick. Bassinius three-pointer, and he hits. And now Kennedy back within three.
Big swing right there. Looked like Jefferson was going to get a two, and all of a sudden they get the defensive stop and they get three the other way. 5-point swing.
53-50. 3.5 to play in the game. Webb off the clear out. Drives baseline all the way in. Left hand flip shot. No. McKinney had the rebound and lost it. And Kennedy can tie with the three ball here. Diggins brings it up court. Comes off the ball screen. A bounce down low to Foley. Turnaround shot. Front iron. No. Deere with the offensive board. Back to Diggins for an NBA three. Missed it badly. But Beyer the offensive board. And a timeout taken by John McCowan.
Thank you. Got the offensive rebound. Say, hey, let's value this possession here. This is a big possession in the course of this ball game. Let's make it count.
30-second timeout taken here by Kennedy. With 3:04 to play, and the Jayhawks up three at 53-50. As Kennedy will get the play in from John McCowan. Linmar leading Xavier, 63-59. Sounds like Mims was going to go tonight.
Yep. Girls played Marion 65-28 over Clear Creek Command and girls.
Clear Creek had been playing pretty well.
Well, that Marion girls team pretty stout this year.
Now, if Center Point and Marion both win tonight, they will have a flat-footed tie for the division championship. Yeah. 53-50. Cougars try to get it in, and they do to Foley. Foley holding it out front. Now drives by Brown. A kick to the corner. Almost threw it away, but Diggins makes the catch on it. Now Diggins going one-on-one. Cut off there by Webb. Now Kennedy will set it up again.
I'd go right to Beyer if I'm Kennedy and get him in a post up. McKinney's defending him.
With four fouls. Brewster coming off the high ball screen. Steps back. Three on the way. Back iron, no. And the rebound to Roshan Webb of Jefferson. 53-50. 2.5 to play. Webb on Diggins. Drives by him. Flip pass over to Van Oort. Open for three. Short. Rebound out front. Diggins. One-on-one with Kramer. On the drive. Goes crossover. Left-hand layup. No good. Rebound. Brewster got it. Pump fake. Up. That's no good. Tipped around to Kramer. Gets it for Jefferson. Jayhawks on the run. Flip ahead to Brown. Layup good as he finishes with the right hand.
And I tell you what, Scott. Big change right there, too. Up five. It could have been a one-point game if Kennedy could have connected inside.
Kick back. Bassinius for three, and he hits right of the circle. Bassinius with his sixth three. He's got 20. 55-53. A minute 40 to play in the game. Jayhawks with the lead of the ball. Van Oort stutter dribble coming left outside the arc to Kramer. Both teams with six fouls. Bounce down low. Timeout. Jefferson. They'll take the full timeout with a minute 28 to play. And a big possession. They all are at this point now. Now how big has Michael Bassinius been?
He's been money from beyond the three-point line all night long, Scott. 6'3 out there. Couldn't have come at a better time for Kennedy. Down five. Make this a one-possession ball game. Got to remember, too, here, Scott, both teams are going to be in the bonus on the next foul either way. And Jefferson's not a good free throw shooting team. So if you're Kennedy, does that enter into your thinking on what you want to do defensively or not?
55-53. With a minute 28 to play here in the game.
West Boys, Iowa City West Boys up 45-32. Mr. Connor McCaffrey with 20. Sid Pemsel with 17 at this point in time, both future Hawkeyes. Waterloo East 56, Waterloo West 39, into three. Boys play.
So it'll be Jefferson ball. We'll see what they drew up on the out of bounds or out in the timeout.
One four set, Scott. The four guys at the top of the key for the Jayhawks.
Looking, lobs it out to Webb, and now they'll set it up. Burst picks him up. High dribble coming left. Takes it center circle. To Brown. Jayhawks still with the 2-point lead.
Five count.
Gets away, doubled, and hands it off to Kramer. Minute 10 to play. Driving a kick out. McKinney. Playing with four fouls. Back to Webb. Little shake and bake move. Can't get away on the drive. In the Van Oort. Out to Kramer. Turned down to three.
Oh, they're not going to shoot it, Scott, unless it's a layup.
And there's a foul. Bassinius.
That's going to be intentional, doesn't it?
That was close. Grab Brown.
Official says no. He's trying to reach around.
Bassinius fouled Brown. Brown on the year. 50. Well, make it 60%. We'll round it up.
Give him the benefit of the doubt. He was 1-for-2 last time he was up there.
1-1. Got it. And he's 3-for-3 tonight.
Pressure situation right there, Scott.
56-53. One more for Brown trying to make a two-possession game, and he does. And now we've got a foul underneath. On the shot, they're going to get it on McKinney on a push.
He was the one that was on the ground. I don't know what
That's
happened
the
on
fifth
the
foul.
McKinney didn't know it was on him, Scott, until he was walking down the other end and they told him it was five.
And Trey McCauley back in for the Jayhawks. 1-1 now for Brewster. So Jefferson gets both free throws. And now Kennedy with an opportunity to tie it up. Front end of the bonus, up good for Brewster.
Knocks it down out there, nice looking shot.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union tonight. 14 for Brewster.
Kennedy gonna press, I can guarantee you that, Scott. If he can make it, They're going to press.
Trying to make it a two-point game. In and out, no good. They crash the boards and burst. Tied up. And the arrow will go to Jefferson with 51.8.
Burst looked like he was there and had it. And I tell you, right at the very end, James Brown Jr. stuck his hand in there and tied it up.
Full court Kennedy pressure. 57-54 Jefferson. 51 seconds to play. The inbound pass tipped out of bounds. They'll try it again.
He can't move on this inbound either, Scott. It's a dead ball situation.
Looking. Bounces it into Kramer. Picks it up in the corner and was tied up. Good help side D by Matt Burst.
Yeah, it is. Give the officials a little bit of credit there, Scott. That reach for the tie-up, they let Jefferson do it before. They let Kennedy reciprocate right there, so no foul play through it.
Inbound to Bassinius with 20 points. Hooks it inside. Brewster posting up. Takes his man inside and scores. And did we get a timeout?
Kennedy
calling a timeout. It'll be a full timeout. With 40.5 remaining in a one-point game, 57-56 Jefferson.
Well, Jefferson's main objective right now has got to be to get the ball in bounds, and they can run now on the baseline.
And not into the corner.
Yeah, and try to get the ball up the floor with that double, so you can avoid the double team. And if the double team occurs, you got to keep your head up, try to split through it, make them follow you. You can't go down. The natural reaction is to back away, and that double team just kind of overwhelms you out there and envelopes you. You just got to be strong with it, go through it. If you're going to get the ball thrown to you, you better come meet it, because Kennedy's going to be shooting the gaps too, trying to step in front and steal it. Probably won't be too much time run off the clock if the Jayhawks do get it inbounds. Cougars, if they don't get a steal pretty quick, they're going to look to foul.
57-56 with 40 seconds to play. Deer, Brewster, Burst, Bassinius, and Diggins out there for the Cougars. Van Ort, McCauley, Kramer, Webb, and Brown for Jefferson. Van Ort can run the baseline, and he will trigger. Looking, and gets it in. And immediately a trap on McCauley, and then a foul called.
They're good the foul was called for Kennedy, because they got the ball past that line of defense from Kennedy, and Jefferson was going to have an easy two at the other end.
Deer picks up the foul, and McCauley got the ball over to Van Ort, so it's Van Ort going to the line. He's 2 of 3 tonight. He's got a 1-1.
Now, and if you're Kennedy, Van Ort is, or excuse me, if you're Jefferson, Van Ort is a 66% free throw shooter on the year, but he's your scorer. He's the guy you're going to want to have up there.
And a senior, free throw right through, split the net.
This is a big one, Scott. This pushes it to a three-point lead.
One more coming up. Benzanese puts it up and rattled it in. Three-point game, one possession, 34 seconds. A lot of folks on their feet. Diggins circling left off the high ball screen. One-hand floater from the heart of the lane. No. Rebound. Burst. Foul going up. Boy, has Burst been big on that weak side.
Yeah, he has. He's been there several times throughout tonight's ball game. Almost got it earlier in the few plays ago, but wasn't able to come up with it. Got tied up. This time, he gets the foul call.
Kane Kramer picks up the foul. Two-shot situation, and it's up and good. First point for Burst tonight, but he's been really big defensively and on the boards. Burst averaging 5 a game, a 64% foul shooter. Second one, also good.
Kennedy subs because they want to try and set their defense here.
58.
Van Ort's your inbounder. See if they go to Webb.
Looking, running the baseline, and gets it into McCauley. McCauley flips it up ahead. Kramer with the catch. Into the front court, circling, trying to play keep away, picks it up, and the ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to go to Kennedy.
Oh, Tormund right there. He's not agreeing with that call. We got shielded a little bit out down there. It looked like Jefferson maybe was going to have a layup. Kane Kramer decided to pull it out and eat the clock, which I thought was the right decision. But anyway, Cougars are going to get a look here, and Jayhawks are going to have to play defense.
59-58. Will they go for one? 14 seconds. Diggins, high ball screen. Coming left. Picks it up free throw line. And a timeout with 8.5 to go. To talk it over, Kennedy with one timeout left. And Jeff with three. Or no, they're out of timeouts now.
Kennedy's out?
I believe Kennedy is out of timeouts.
And Valentino Green coming back in the ball game for Jefferson defensively. They're going to bring him out and let him play a little defense. Kennedy's now bringing in Adam Wall. I'm looking presumably probably if there's an offensive rebound putback, maybe he can be right there with his length and get it and tap it up in on a play at the end. Well, if you're Kennedy, you draw up your favorite play. What's your go-to play? What's something you practice this type of situation?
You got to think Diggins or Brewster, but Pacinius has been the guy tonight with 20 points.
Well, you get one of those two guys maybe going to the basket off the bounce. They like to do that, and they drag Pacinius away on the backside, a couple screens away on the pop-out. And he's deadly behind the three-point line, so... They leave Foley in the ball game too, Scott, right now. They leave Foley in there.
Everybody up on their feet. Kennedy down a point with the ball. 59-58. Diggins the inbound. And his pass tipped, and Webb almost came up with the steal. It'll be Kennedy ball. He tipped it, hit the baseline. Far sideline, I should say, with 8.1.
Jayhawks man-to-man.
Diggins into Foley. Foley picked up by Kramer across the timeline. Over to Diggins, turns, Brewster in the high post, puts it on the floor, drives in, scoop layup, good! He got it and one with 0.9 seconds remaining.
I'm gonna put the Cougars up by one, Scott. We're gonna get a free throw, chance to go up by two. I'm telling you right now, if you're Coach Foreman, he's gonna take the time out to talk about things here.
0.9 left. Pretty good play. Kennedy took their time. Got what they want. Brewster in that high post. Got loose, split a double team. I don't know how he got shot off, and then it went in.
He got it up there. Got the bounce off the rim. Got up off the glass, and looked like it was going to roll out, but it, in the last moment, dropped back through. Well, you know what, Scott, if you're Coach McCowan, you may tell him to miss this thing with 0.9 seconds. Let the clock and let a ball scramble around. Maybe the clock runs out. Otherwise, you make it. Jefferson can throw it up over past the half court and maybe get something, a better look that way. That's worth talking about anyway, Scott.
Topsy-turvy, back and forth. Jayhawks led most of the game, but Kennedy might steal this one on the road. 0.9 seconds remaining.
Talk about, if you're Kennedy too, you talk about not fouling. Adam Wall's up there. You don't go over the back or anything like that on a rebound.
Free throw up. Missed it. No good. Rebound. That's it. And Kennedy gets the win by one. 60-59. The Cougars get the victory over Cedar Rapids Jefferson here tonight. We'll take our final timeout and come back to wrap her up from Jefferson after this, as you're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Well, Kennedy comes from behind. A last-second shot by Drake Brewster to get a 60-59 win over the Jefferson Jayhawks tonight. We welcome you back, Scott Unash, alongside Phil Dunn. And Kennedy got that last-second shot away. Good play call by John McCowan in that timeout.
Yeah, it was. They ran something out of their break. They come down. They didn't get anything. So with 8.5 seconds left, he calls it the final timeout and gets his set that he wants. Gets the ball in the hands of Brewster in the high post, and they let him go to work. He's able to draw the contact and get it up off the rim there, and he gets the basket to go. And I think he probably tried to miss that last free throw on purpose, got on top of it. So Jefferson really didn't have much of a chance with only 0.9 seconds left.
No, and came down, and the Jayhawks just had to heave it and up from almost full court and didn't get that done. But it hit the curtain and came down, and Kennedy comes away with the victory. And, boy, for the Cougars, and we've seen it all year, the Kennedy, they've got the talent to play with anybody. And if they can get things rolling going toward the tournament, they're going to be a tough out, certainly.
Well, and they needed this one, Scott, because of what happened against Wash that last time. So you got inter-city ball games going on, and you felt terrible about, if you're Kennedy, what happened last Friday. You didn't like how you finished. I'm sure the Kennedy Cougars and Coach McCowan feel a little bit better how they finished this fourth quarter of play.
Let's take a look at the final scoring in this one. The Kennedy Cougars get the win, 60-59. They go to 7-11 on the year and 5-8 in the Mississippi Valley Conference here tonight with the victory. And West has beaten Wallert tonight as well, 58-46. So they split their games this year with each team winning at home. For Kennedy, two in double figures. Michael Bassinius leading the way with a team and game high 20 point outing tonight for Bassinius. Six of those from three-point land, had one two-point field goal as well for the 20. 18 for Drake Brewster, including the game winner there as he got it to float in there right at the end. 8 points for Sean Beyer off the Kennedy bench, got all those in the first half. Derek Diggins had 6 points tonight off the bench for Kennedy. 4 for Adam Wall, and then Jackson Foley and Matt Burst with 2 points apiece for the Cougar, total of 60. For Jefferson, they fall to 7-12 on the year and a 3-10 in the MVC. Three in double figures led by James Brown off the bench with 14 points, 5 field goals, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Adam Van Oort with 13 points tonight. Kane Kramer with 12, all on three-pointers, all from three-point land this evening. Dennis McKinney was in foul trouble, ended up fouling out with 54 seconds to play in the game. He ended up with a total of 9 points tonight. 6 points for Rashawn Webb. Valentino Green had 5 for the Jayhawk, total of 59. Bench scoring was tied at 14. Kennedy with 15 turnovers tonight unofficially, 13 for the Jefferson Jayhawks tonight. Free throw shooting, Jefferson shot it well. They were 10 of 12 tonight from the free throw line. Kennedy was 56%. They were 5 out of 9. And the teams were tied with 7 three-pointers apiece in this one. As Kennedy gets the win, we'll talk to John McCowan before we get your look at the rebounding here. And they don't ask you how, right, John? They just ask you what the final score was.
Yeah, you know, at this time of the year, you love inter-city games because they put you in adverse situations. And You know, when they go 5 for 5 from three in the second quarter, we feel like we played okay, you know, minus the 7 turnovers. There was 3 of them that I thought were kind of unforced turnovers that, you know, we worry about. But when you're down 8, you know, with just 1 or 2 adjustments, nothing major, you go, just keep battling, keep believing in each other. You know, and that was one of the first times we believed in each other when things didn't go well tonight. I felt like that the communication at halftime and in the huddle was about the next play and was about individually what they're going to do to help a teammate next time. You know, we didn't sulk and feel sorry for ourselves, so you give yourself a chance. And you know, Drake just made a heck of a basketball play there. Exactly opposite of how we drew it up, but sometimes the players take care of the coaches.
I was just going to ask, what'd you draw up, and was that it? So you just answered our question.
Yeah. That, you know, that was kind of secondary. We thought we were getting the kind of the guard or the corner to post look all night, and they did a great job of tipping it out of bounds on Derek. So then we had to go to the secondary thing, and Drake and Derek communicated with each other that they're going to try to take away baseline again. Anytime we get it to Drake in the high post, we have a good shot of getting a good shot off. And you know what I told Drake afterwards, what my most pleasing part of what he did there was he looked first. He caught and he looked to, you know, see where the defense was, see where his teammates were, and then he realized that he had an angle in the lane, so then he took it and he made a nice play.
But you wouldn't have been in that situation without Michael Bassinius. 20 points tonight, hit 6 threes. And he kept backing up and backing up.
Yeah, he could shoot it. You know, but the great part was is we only missed him, I think, one time. And Mike reminded me it was when I took the timeout when late in the game and Jackson had the ball in the corner. He was open on the backside. You know, but his teammates did a good job. They found him in transition. They found him off set plays. They set some really good screens for him to get him running free. And Mike's added a different dimension to his game, too, now. And when somebody closes out, he's going around him. He's creating for somebody else.
So you got to feel good, too, with a win here with two of your main backcourt players not playing, well, one not playing at all, one playing very limited minutes in Gerling and Gardner.
Yeah, you know, Gerling wasn't ready to go tonight, but, you know, he said, I'll give you whatever I can. If you need a minute break, a two-minute break, that's what I can give you. And then it's, you know, probably going to tighten up on him, which it did. And he really wasn't able to get loose there in the second half. But with Gerling, you always know what you're going to get from him, and it's whatever he has. You know, we're hurting without him right now because he's one of our best defenders, too, you know. And he handles the ball for us a lot, but he's one of our best defenders. But what about little Jackson Foley taking the reins? And, you know, he doesn't back down from anybody. Somebody's coming at him full speed. We all know on the bench that there's going to be a charging opportunity. He didn't get the call tonight, but that kid battles. That's somebody you want to take to on the court with you every night.
And you guys, they tried to get it down low against Jackson, which you knew they would do, but you really rotated well. And the backside helped him out, too.
Yeah, you know, when Jackson gives a good front and we have good ball pressure, it's going to take a perfect pass because, you know, our guys do a really good job of stepping off that rim line and coming a little closer to Jackson because, you know, we'll actually get 2 or 3 turnovers a game most of the time, you know, when they try to lob it in over him because they just see the front of, you know, a 5'5 guy and they throw it in automatically and we can come make a good play from the help side there.
Well, Hempstead Friday night now, and you got a nice reward, a 2-hour trip to Dubuque.
Yeah, you know, it'll be a good test. You know, they're a little bit up and down this year too, but they got a nice young group that put it on us pretty good before Christmas. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting back up there and seeing how much we've progressed.
Well, congratulations. Enjoy this one for a little bit anyway.
Oh, we will. The rest of the night, and then it's on to Hempstead tomorrow.
All right, congratulations, John.
Thank you.
John McCown, head coach of Kennedy Cougars, as they win it tonight at the buzzer, 60-59 on a Drake Brewster scoop layup. And that came with 9/10 of a second remaining here in the ballgame. Now we can let you have a look at the rebounding.
Well, rebounding, we had Kennedy +3 in this, 27-24, Scott. Second half picked up rebounding both teams out there, both squads. Matthew Burris led the way with 6 rebounds for Kennedy, and we mentioned that in the broadcast at the end. He did a nice job keeping things going for Kennedy when they needed it. 4 rebounds apiece for Nicholas Deere as well as Michael Bassinius. 2 for Sean Beyer and Drake Brewster contributing 2 as well. 1 apiece for Jackson Foley as well as Adam Wall. And Derek Diggins, I said earlier, had four as well, too. 10 offensive, 17 defensive, a total of 27 for the Cougars. For the Jefferson Jayhawks, Adam Van Ort leads the way with 6 rebounds, all those coming in the second half. 4 for James Brown Jr., who got a lot of good minutes in the second half for Jefferson, too. He played a lot with Valentino and McKinney in foul trouble. 2 rebounds apiece McKinney with 4, 2 apiece for Roshan Webb, Valentino Green, as well as Kane Kramer. And Zachariah Zabo and Grant Wiederin each contributing 1 rebound. 6 offensive, 18 defense, a total of 24 for Jefferson, Scott.
For the this is good a win it was for Kennedy, it's going to be tough to swallow for Jefferson because you had, if you look at it from a Jayhawk perspective, there was not one but 2 calls that didn't go your way in the last minute of the basketball game. 1 fouled out your top scorer.
Yeah, it was. And you play through it, those kinds of things. And the other one was right in front of their bench. We got shielded a little bit there, but I know Coach Horman was not happy with the call. But it went Kennedy's way, and that's what gave them the final shot, the final possession going the other way. But you can go back to, Scott, it was 49-41 going into the fourth quarter. Jefferson had that 8-point lead, and they weren't able to finish it out there. You got to give credit to Kennedy. They battled tonight much better than what we've seen in the past games.
Yep, played hard in this one here tonight, and the Cougars get their 7th victory of the year. They go to 7-11. Jeff falls to 7-12. Jayhawks doesn't get any easier. Another inner-city game coming up on Friday night. They go on the road for Washington. And we mentioned Kennedy will go up to Dubuque Hempstead coming up on Friday night.
And how about the Jayhawks, Scott? They're going to play Wash in the tournament again. So they're going to play them 2 times, in the final 2 weeks or so? 2 weeks apart?
That's right. And Kennedy will get the same thing, I believe, is they're going to get Waterloo West twice in 2 weeks as well. They play them next week and then turn around and play them again, actually twice within 6 days.
Yeah, and they got to go up to Waterloo to play too, right? At
right.
Waterloo East?
At Waterloo
right?
East.
So. And then Jeff and Wash Gamble is going to be out there at Prairie in a doubleheader. The state announced their
You like those
pairings.
Doubleheaders in 4A?
I don't know. We'll find out. It was interesting. I was talking to Brandon Harmon before the game. He goes, you know, really, what's the advantage for the 3rd and 4th seed or the 4 and 5 seeds to play now? Because one of them, you know, these guys would have had a home game. Now they have to go out to Prairie to play that game against Wash. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We got another doubleheader coming up on Friday night as we will be over at Prairie. It'll be the Prairie Hawks and the Linmar Lions, the old rivalry right there from the old ECIC days. And I believe the boys are first. I'm not positive, but I'm basing that on the fact tonight that the boys were 2nd.
Okay.
Over at Prairie with Washington. They had a doubleheader. I'm going to find out for sure, but I believe the boys' game is 1st coming up on Friday night.
I think it is, too. I think that's what Chris Robertson told me one time earlier, that they have been informed that the boys will play 1st in that ball game. It's a little bit different there. I'll get a go home early that night.
You will
Scott.
Get a go home early.
Not you, but I get
Dozier's going to be getting the no-dos out that night.
And you better be drinking that caffeine.
But we'll be over at Prairie. Linmar at Prairie coming up on Friday night for you. And then Saturday, we got a Saturday afternoon game. We'll welcome our friend Bob Fontana back. Linmar Hall of Fame Day. The Lions will host Ankeny Centennial. The CIML and the MVC, a late non-conference game on the calendar.
It is. In a top 10, Ankeny Centennial. Is that correct, Scott?
Well, some polls, yes.
Some polls, they made it up there. So should be a good match up there, Scott.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. It'll be fun to catch up with Bob, too, and see his Jaguars from Centennial coming up on Saturday afternoon, and that will be at around 4:30. Phil, we'll let you go, and thank you, and we'll see you over at Prairie early on Friday.
Looking forward to it, Scott.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Chris Deem here, the Jefferson Activities Director, for all his help. Thanks to both Jeff Downing and Kyle Mann back in the studio for all their help. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters, and a big thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast of this dandy here tonight. Doubleheaders. Kennedy gets the victory in both games. Final scores here tonight. In the girls' contest, it was 7th rated at 5A Kennedy, holding off Jefferson 56-43. And in the boys' game, it was Kennedy getting the last second shot from Drake Brewster to beat Jefferson 60-59. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And for Phil Dunn and for Gina Rogers, Scott Unash saying so long, thanks for listening, and goodbye from Cedar Rapids, Jefferson.
An oil change protects your car's engine to help keep it running stronger for longer. That's why AutoZone has the right oil.